Current News. I'm John Scott. President Trump's emergency order over Washington, D.C. is set to expire at midnight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
It's been 30 days since the Trump administration federalized D.C.'s police force and launched a surge of law enforcement into the city. That intervention ends at midnight because Congress did not extend the order. However, the National Guard and some other federal agencies will continue their deployment, and it's not clear when that might end. Meanwhile, the president wants to send troops to other cities as part of a crackdown on crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. producer prices fell unexpectedly last month, dropping 0.1% from July. The Labor Department reporting its producer price index, which captures inflation before it hits consumers, showed that wholesale inflation decelerated in August after advancing 0.7% in July. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core producer prices also fell 0.1% from July. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says stabbing victim Arina Zarutska should still be alive.
This beautiful, innocent 23-year-old young woman was a Ukrainian refugee who had recently fled her country for a chance at a safer life and a promising new beginning here in the United States of America. But tragically, a public transportation system in a major American city was more dangerous than the active war zone that she left.
The Justice Department has charged a man with the fatal stabbing of the Ukrainian refugee on a North Carolina commuter train. The charge means he could face the death penalty. DeCarlos Brown Jr., with a lengthy arrest record of 14 prior criminal cases, Zarutska had been living in a bomb shelter in Ukraine before coming to the U.S. to escape the war. This is SRN News. The new pope following in the footsteps of the old pope.
Conservative Catholics are outraged at the decision by Leo XIV to name Roman Museum Director Christiana Perella the new president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts. She is well known for publishing homoerotic and sadomasochistic works that would be inappropriate to even describe here. The academy she will be leading was established 500 years ago by the Vatican to promote Christianity through the visual arts, music, and literature. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers set to debate a government-proposed framework to recognize same-sex partnerships. The debate this week will result in a vote determining the future of the city's LGBT couples. The proposal follows a 2023 landmark court ruling in favor of same-sex unions. Passage of the bill would allow couples who already have formed unions overseas to register their partnerships locally. This is SRN News. Amazon's driverless robo-taxis now navigating the streets of Las Vegas on a routine basis.
The Zooks service is offering free rides through parts of the entertainment mecca for those comfortable with the idea of a driverless vehicle. The Vegas debut of Zooks' long-planned ride-hailing service reflects the Amazon-owned robo-taxi maker's confidence in the safety of its boxy vehicles after 2 years of testing them. The unmanned vehicles will pick up and drop off passengers at 5 designated locations, and the rides will be free for a few months. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Apple rolled out its next generation of iPhones that includes a new ultra-thin model and a slight price hike for one of its high-end models. The iPhone 17 lineup includes a new slimmed-down model that will adopt the Air name that Apple already uses for its sleekest iPads and Mac computers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.